Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Royal Caribbean Trend Cruise Line, the Ninth Cruise. Sounds kind of biblical. If they had cruises during biblical times. I'm Jack. I think Brian, can you correct me if I'm wrong? But I think that's the first time I've gotten my name wrong. While introducing the show, my name is Jack, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello. It's been so long since I've done trends.
So wonderful to have you. And as always, when you do trends, you're standing. I mean, people can't see this, but you are standing on TikTok Corner right now.
I am. I have built a platform, yeah. And it says TikTok Corner. And I'm on.
Got sunglasses, and you're just like kind of asking people as they come by, "Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's the deal? What's going on over here?" And one of the things that is bubbling on TikTok Corner is the 9-month cruise from Royal Caribbean Cruise Line.
Yes, it is so insane that people embark on this and are not fearful. I know there are people on this in our TDZ community that are fans of cruising. It's not me. It'll never be me. You know, yeah. I remember Miles very distinctly being like, I could fuck with a cruise though.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, for
you know?
Sure.
And
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, you will not catch me on a cruise. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So imagine a 9-month cruise, you know, like we haven't dealt with the fact that like cruises can be incubators, you know, like COVID-19 running rampant on cruises sinking, you know, the shit flying on these cruises. You know, there have been multiple cruising incidents in the past few years,
yeah.
And people want to embark on a 9-month cruise.
Yeah.
9 months.
9 months is enough time to gestate a whole ass baby. So
literally
you could get pregnant on the first day of the cruise and give birth when you get to port. Yeah. That's wild. It's what it just like goes everywhere. It's like the ultimate.
So
the final word in luxury, is that what we're
yes
thinking?
It's giving Titanic, you uh-huh. know, it's like this grand tour of the world. Basically you're gonna hit all 7, I like almost said the wrong amount of continents, like I didn't have a college degree.
I actually can't currently produce the correct number of continents, to be honest with you.
You're gonna hit all the continents. All the continents. You don't get off at Antarctica, but you're supposed to like wave hello at Antarctica.
Uh-huh.
But you're supposed to get off at all the continents and spend like ample time in each of these places. I'm assuming like a month or two because it's 9 months. So you're going to spend like 6 weeks maybe per continent. I don't remember all the details, but they like fly you to Miami and they have this whole like welcome party in Miami and you get to do like these really fun restaurant things and have a gala. They like make it a whole event. Like you're part of this club to be on this cruise for 9 months, which I guess I get it. You're going to be with the same people, like a small boat. I mean, it's a big boat, but like a small community of folks.
You're
going
to get to know everybody. 9 months.
Yeah.
You're going to get
a little village you're shipping around for 9 months with.
Here's my pitch.
Yeah.
Make it more expensive. And then make this
that's actually
a
not
way,
that much, 60K?
Make it a way for like the ultra wealthy and also the children of the ultra wealthy to just take themselves out of circulation for 9 months.
Yes.
And allow the world to get better. Maybe like we create an internet bubble on the cruise so they think that they know what's going on and that they're interacting
like Big Brother
with the
vibes.
World. Yeah, but it's actually like they're completely cut off from the world. Like it when they're
Truman
posting,
Show.
Yeah,
they're
more
in their
Truman
own Truman Show.
They don't realize that nobody can actually hear or see what they're posting or like their calls. We just like, you know, do some AI stuff so that they're like, I'm gonna put this on TikTok, and we're just like, yay, we like your TikTok content, rich person's son.
They don't realize they're all just getting served the same content on TikTok.
Yeah, they're just getting all and then we just put all the wealthy out to sea for 9 months, and then when they come back we have launched the revolution and they're like, oh wow, but it's too
late
for
Jack,
them.
This should have been in our 2024 predictions.
We just recorded our 2024 predictions. I'm not predicting it. I am manifesting it right now.
That's what I'm saying. Should be your manifest for 2024. That the Royal Caribbean becomes the elite cruise line for all the rich and we ship them off for 9 months.
Yes.
On the craziest cruise.
Probably you need to create a new name for the cruise line that is like makes them think like, that it's like even more
super exclusive.
Yeah, super exclusive. Like it's something only for them. Anyways, some other things that are trending. Idahoans, we got to come up with a new name for you guys, first of all. Idahoans lined up for 8 hours of their first crack at In-N-Out Burger.
That is crazy.
That's too long.
That is, I'm sorry, it's a fast food burger at the end of the day. It's a fast food burger. It costs under $10.
It misunderstands. This is what happens with In-N-Out all the time. The point of In-N-Out is it is convenient and cheap. Like, that's what is
good
about it.
You're going in and out.
Going in, you're going out, and you're not paying that much. If you're going in expecting it to be the best thing you've ever had, it's not going to work out for you. The thing that is good about it is that it's the best thing you've ever had at that price.
On the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's for, like, it's pretty cheap, and that's what's good. So, like, treating it like it's a fucking, you know, Taylor Swift concert, you know, is going to leave you disappointed, I would imagine. But maybe
this makes
not.
Me really sad. This, it's like, what have we come to? And maybe I also have the privilege of growing up. I mean, privilege and also like, there's something wrong with Texas, of a fast food plethora, right? Like I grew up probably in the heart of fast food. In my square mile, I can get to Popeyes, Whataburger, McDonald's, Sonic, In-N-Out. And Chick-fil-A within 5 minutes of my house.
I didn't even realize they have In-N-Out in Texas.
Oh, yeah. They have In-N-Out in Texas.
Okay.
So,
congratulations,
I mean,
Texas.
Okay, I guess I should not say In-N-Out for Houston. The In-N-Out's a little far from me in Houston.
Yeah.
But it's in Austin. It was in Waco, my college town.
Yeah.
Like, I had access. And the In-N-Out when it opened in Waco was not 7-8 hours, but it was, like, a big deal. Like, I remember. Yeah. But that's nothing. There was also on the same strip as the In-N-Out, a Whataburger, Subway, Papa John's, Jimmy John's, Jersey Mike's.
I mean,
Sub.
You are flexing on people right now.
You know,
you are,
like it's the fast food. It's plethora. I can't imagine waiting more than 30 minutes for anything in fast food time.
I can't do it. That is 9 months in fast food time. Waiting eight hours is the equivalent of 9 months in fast food time. You could have just like, to drive it home, you could have, in the time that you were waiting in an idling car, you could have flown to California, gotten in and out, and flown back.
Yes!
Yeah.
You literally could have, like, how long is the flight from Idaho to California?
It's not that far. It's like, yeah, not that long.
It's, if you're going to Northern California, right? It should be like right there.
Yeah.
A hop, skip, and a jump.
A hop, skip, and one jump. So anyways, I don't know, but maybe, well, we'll see how people feel. Maybe, like, this is the sort of thing that people go nuts for, is like, do you see how fucking long the lines are? It's gotta be a success.
I want to hear from an Idahoan. Did you wait in the line? Did you go? And how was it? Because I just want to know if you were disappointed at the end of those 8 hours.
I actually don't want to hear from you. I just, you know, try harder. I'm tired. No. Yeah. Maybe it was worth it. Maybe like something about waiting 8 hours for a meal. God, I would be so hungry by the time that I got to the front that I would be like ready to harm someone. Yeah.
Exactly. As a hangry person, I don't think I could have done it.
So you don't bring a snack to a fast food
drive-thru. Right? Yeah, like
all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And Sports Illustrated, we talked about, I think, a few weeks back, they got busted by Futurism.com, which is a website that I'm a fan of now, because they are paying attention. They seem to be written by real humans. And they noticed that Sports Illustrated, famed, legendary, journalistic institution, was not written by humans anymore. They had bylines from people who had no history writing any sort of journalism. So they asked Sports Illustrated parent company, the Arena Group, for comments, and all the AI-generated authors disappeared from the website. And all their content did. But it's just, again, interesting to look at the inoffensive just pablum that they're producing, that they're using AI technology. This is the bio of Drew Ortiz, who one of the writers from Sports Illustrated that didn't exist. Drew has spent much of his life outdoors and is excited to guide you through his never-ending list of the best products to keep you from falling to the perils of nature. Nowadays, there is rarely a weekend that goes by where Drew isn't out camping, hiking, or just back on his parents' farm. It's just like if a marketing company, like people spend money on outdoor shit. So like if a marketing company could invent a person, this is what they would do.
Yeah, it's like when they do the audience brand deep dive. I guess as someone who used to work in marketing, they used to have like little, like, this is who we're talking to. His name is Jim.
Right.
Jim loves to go
hiking. Yes, marketers love to do that where they're like, this,
10 days
ideal?
Outside a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is our ideal consumer.
He has one and a half kid, and the half one is like in a lot of pain and just screaming, kill me.
He spends this much on Nutri-Grain bars a week.
Yeah, so I mean, they just like did a very basic look, and it was like the, and also the AI like posts the stuff that they were writing. So this is used across the company's entire content library. They own a bunch of websites, and like there's one, I just want to read this like summary from the article of this other, like one of their financial websites. It starts with the sweeping libertarian claim that your financial status translates to your value in society. But then the article is just like this, like vague, people with strong financial status are revered and given special advantages everywhere around the world. Improve like, your financial status using these five tips. So it's just like complete bullshit, says nothing, means nothing. And then the list, which includes headers such as educate yourself, set and achieve goals, use your time wisely. Shut up. But each entry, each one of those is numbered number one. So number one, educate yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, set and achieve goals. And of course, number one, use your time wisely. So I don't know. So anyways, this was revealed a couple weeks ago. The article was published a couple weeks ago. And since then, Sports Illustrated has like had to fire a bunch of people. And recently, I think a couple days ago, they fired their CEO and replaced them with the interim CEO, who is the founder and CEO of Innovations Ventures, known for creating the 5-hour energy drink. So like,
love.
Even the moves of like who they hired feel like they were written by fucking AI.
AI.
Yeah. Well, of course, and we like energy, and therefore we are hiring the founder of 5-Hour Energy to run Sports Illustrated.
You know, famously, someone who definitely works in copy
right.
can run an editorial venture.
Jesus Christ. So anyways, keeping an eye on that. But it really, like, the thing that's surprising and interesting to me about this is that it feels like everybody is doing this. When you go and read, like I was talking about how like one of the AP Year in Review articles, when you like read the headers or like the subheads of like some of the sections, it just reads like it is written by AI. I think that the use of AI is like way more widespread. So it's interesting to me that they got fired. Like they had to like clean house over this, because it feels like this is happening everywhere. Like it's all just like bland, inoffensive bullshit. And we're like, I don't know, we'll be keeping an eye on it. But like it, so much of like Wall Street value, like a lot of the stock market growth is like based on the promise of AI. And when people get caught using AI, they get fired. I'm like, there's a contradiction there that
they
feels,
want to make more money via using AI, but then they realize
then they
how shitty
yeah.
AI is. And also that takes away maybe their job at the end of the day. And they're like, oh, okay, well, this is getting a little too close. I'm putting my feet to the fire.
Yeah.
I don't lose my job.
Yeah.
So.
And then, so something that was trending earlier today is that there's a new Beverly Hills Cop movie coming. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., Axel F., It is coming in, I think, May or like coming this summer, and it's only coming out on Netflix.
Love.
It's so solid. Ouch. That, like, oh man. Like, that would be, I would think that would be a big event film, but I mean, I guess it's just that I'm old. And who gives a shit? But like, that seems to be the trend in movies, like, coming in 2024. So I was just looking back through. These are all, like, it's movies that you had assumed most of the people involved are retired. Like, Gladiator 2.
Yeah.
Is coming.
Crazy.
Like, which sounds bad on its surface, but it's still directed by Ridley Scott, who, like, mm-hmm. is incapable. He makes bad movies very frequently now, but they're always entertaining. Like, he is screaming to us, "Are you not entertained?" And I'm screaming back, "You're bad, but, like, yes, I'm entertained, man. You got me." But this one's got fucking Denzel Washington.
Yeah,
has Denzel ever been in a sequel? I guess the Equalizer films. Like, he's not a sequel guy, really.
No.
So. Another one, Twisters. So they're doing the Aliens thing.
Mm.
No news whether they did the thing where that James Cameron did for pitching the Alien sequel, where he just wrote Alien on a whiteboard and then wrote an S after and then turned the S into a dollar sign. but I hope they did. Beetlejuice 2, sure. You
like
know.
A sequel to like the OG Beetlejuice? Or yeah. Was there another? Oh, interesting.
No, that's it. Beetlejuice 2. I'm tired. Mufasa : The Lion King.
The Lion King Godfather.
Yeah.
You're
They're
right.
going to like Godfather 2 this shit, which like that's what they, it's like the origin story of Mufasa and then also the story of like Simba trying to be a parent to his offspring. So.
Yeah.
It's just, and then there's, of course, like more Ghostbusters with the original cast, Bad Boys 4. So I don't, like, I feel like everyone was like, you know, okay, well, the lesson we learned in 2023 is people like original IP or like they like original, you know, they like Barbie. They like Super Mario Brothers 1, you know what? And instead of kind of learning that lesson, they're just like, no, we're gonna go back to doing sequels to even older movies that you didn't
think
were
it
possible.
Is I obviously don't know how movies are run, so famously, you know, I don't work in movies, but
I'm an expert, so go ahead and ask.
It cheaper to be producing these movies with older IP as they were having a downturn, right, in theory, in 2023 because of the strikes. So they're like, oh, shit, we didn't make as much money as we normally would in, like, box office and, like, whatever, because, like, all the actors and writers thought they deserved fair wages, which they did. And so now they're like, all right, well, we had a downturn year in 2023. We got to play safe in 2024. We right. know these types of things will bring us money because, like, who doesn't love a good sequel, you know? Even though we know, as, like, people who consume media, we don't want a sequel. But they're right. so focused on, like, it has to be a sequel.
Yeah.
Like that's guaranteed dollars versus like new ventures.
Could be for sure. And I think it probably also fewer of the people who would say no are still around to say
yeah.
no, you know? But I'm sure like most of these were in the works before the strike mm-hmm. would be my guess. But
is this
yeah.
Joker going to be the new Joker with the guy from Saltburn?
No, this is going to be Joker with Joaquin Phoenix, Oscar-winning
okay.
Joker, plus Lady next. Gaga as...
Lady Gaga. Oh, this is Lady Gaga's Joker.
Lady Gaga's okay, Joker. It's a musical. Folie de Dieu or
I'm
whatever.
Excited. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm sold. I'm in.
Yeah, but there. I mean, there's a bunch more sequels coming out. Sonic 3, Bad Boys 4, Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver. I don't... Because everyone remembers Part 1.
I was like, I don't know what Part 1 is.
Despicable Me 4. Like, just a lot of movies where I couldn't tell you what number we're on. Like, Kung Fu Panda, if I asked you which Kung Fu Panda we were on. Nope. Yeah.
I can't believe we're on number 4.
Yeah, we're on 4. Inside Out is getting a sequel because Pixar was like, we gotta start making movies people want to come see again. So that's happening. Lord of the Rings. They're making a Lord of the Rings animated thing. I just feel like we've reached peak Lord of the Rings.
Same.
And now we're.
I listened to Nicole Byers' Newcomers podcast. There is so much Lord of the Rings shit out there.
There's so much.
They didn't even reach all of it.
No, not even close. All right. Well, Becca Ramos, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at BECCS Ramos at all platforms. I was like, oh my God, is there a dot in there? There's not. And I haven't done this in a while. Also, this is a little teehee, but my dog has an Instagram. If you want updates of the cutest little mini long-haired dachshund.
Your dog is a longhorn.
She is a longhorn. Yeah. She is Chicha, chicha.la.salchicha.
There you go. So find her. All right. And that is going to do it for us on this Thursday, December 14th. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.